This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on desertification, its impact and sustainable solutions. The participants are K.B. Singh, Inspector General, Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, and Vaibhav Srivastav, Anchor.
A major reason why we call this Earth Mother is the soil that provides us with almost all the food we consume and the flora which exists on this Earth. As a result of climate change and many other natural and human-made factors, desertification is a growing menace worldwide. So today, that is the 17th of June, it is the World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. Please tell our listeners, what exactly is desertification and what are its major causes?
To start with desertification, as you know, if we take some area and if we do not take proper care, suppose it requires water and then proper water is not there, or we take out much more water, then it will degrade. Similarly, if some vegetation is coming out, suppose some area is forest and regularly there the trees are coming up. But if we over-extract or overfill the trees, then the area may get degraded. Similarly, suppose some air is coming, some dust is coming regularly, dust is coming, whatsoever reason. So it affects the health of that area and productivity also. So this process leads to desertification.
Sir, is desertification and the growth of degraded land, the term which you just use, is it the same thing or are these two different things for our layman to understand?
For layman, whatever it is there, suppose some land is there, suppose health of the soil. The health of soil, if it is not up to the mark, then we call it a degraded land. Suppose some land is giving, suppose 100 ton of wheat. Next year it gives 90 ton, then 80 ton, then slowly 50 ton, then it is degraded. One day there will be nothing, then it will become desert. And it is not only that agricultural land, it happens with the forest also. They have different ramifications. Suppose some forest is there, if it has degraded, earlier it was giving water to some town, very good water. Now it has degraded, the water will get polluted. Subsequently further degraded, there will be no water. This is how it advances.
Absolutely. So we just talked about degraded land and we understood what exactly is desertification. What are the causes of desertification, be it human-made or natural?
There are both. They affect, but the causes which are in our control, which are anthropogenic, that we should control. Whatever is natural, so that is not in our control. Once that event is over, we can take the mitigation measures. But whatever in our control, suppose planting of the tree, not cutting of the tree, not over exploitation of the water, like that, this is in our hand and it doesn't require much effort if all of us participate, make it a mass movement.
Absolutely. So you are saying that making the movement of forestation and saving of the climate should be a mass movement and it should not just be the efforts of the government or the department but also of the people. Sir, what are the impacts of desertification, be environmental, social or economical, especially with respect to the growing problem of food shortage that we are having today?
So regarding this desertification, degradation, so it has severe impact. I have already given you that once the soil productivity is affected, it affects everyone. If productivity is less, there will be lesser money with the farmer. When the lesser money, he will have social problem, social unrest. They might migrate to cities, leaving the villages. Then the crowd will be there in the cities. Okay, they will be overpopulated. Then there will be different type of issues. So all them are interlinked. So the solution is only to keep the health of that soil in very good condition. And the slogan, the hashtag for this year from the UNCCD is United for Land. So that is there. And for our legacy and future, whatever we have got from our forefathers, that is we have to maintain and give to the future generation.
Sir, as part of the steps that we are taking to combat desertification, what are the major steps that we as a country, as a people have taken? And what is the importance in this regard of the Green India Mission as well as the Eco Task Force?
So, Ministry of Environment Forest has launched a number of schemes, so I will give a few of them, and then subsequently also how to, it can be make a mass movement, because until unless public not participate, it won't be mass movement. So, first one is our Green India Mission. It is one of the 8 missions on the National Climate Action Plan. So, this is under this, we are taking landscape-based approach. So, we take up an entire landscape and restore it. It may be plantation or other soil water conservation measures that we take up. Eco Task Force, it started in 1982, take up very difficult area. In Uttarakhand, that mining in Mussoorie Hills, that time, it was restored by the Pradeshik Sena. Then we have battalions in Rajasthan also. They have taken this desert areas and it has come up very well. Subsequently, this Jammu Kashmir and then Assam also. So, they have taken up a lot of work. Last year, we have launched one MISTI scheme, Mangrove Initiative. So, that is for tangible income to the margin community living in that area. Those who are living in the coastal areas, they know very well how the mangroves are important, because they not only provide the shelter to the this breeding population of fish, but also a shelter to cyclone and many other economic activities. So, for that also we have taken initiative from this ministry. We are having a CAMPA scheme also, which compensate whatever losses are being taken. For making a mass movement, this year on 5th June Environment Day, we have, our ministry has launched a campaign to plant 140 crore trees across the country. So, here my request to all audiences are there, to honor their mother, please plant one tree and also encourage at least 10 people around you to plant that tree to make it a mass movement. And don't remain this up to planting the trees. So, maintain it and take a place that will keep on maintaining it upcoming years until this tree establishes. So, that is one way. And the campaign is Ek Ped Maake Naam. And you can upload also whatever trees you are planting on the Mission Life portal.
So, sir, this campaign of Ek Ped Maake Naam and the efforts to include the people to make it a mass movement, we hope that it reaps great benefits. Sir, India has been a signatory of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, which was opened for signature in 1994 and which came into force in 1996. How impactful has UNCCD been on a global level, and what are the global measures being taken by different countries to combat desertification?
Let us see the effect. Suppose desertification is there in one country, then obviously the people will be in difficulty. There will be poverty and all those. Worldwide efforts are needed. Suppose if no trees are there in one country, then quality of life will be very poor air. It will affect the adjoining area also. Then subsequently, if adjoining area is affected, then after few years, maybe few decades or century, it will be cascading effect and affecting another area. So, that's why it requires the concerted effort across the globe. And for that, this UNCCD, they come up with the new innovations, new strategies, and we keep on discussing on those. So, this is how we are making the effort. And in our country, we are coming up with the desertification atlas also. That is our space application center. They regularly publish this desertification atlas. And from there, we know which area is getting more affected. So, that is there. And as earlier I told that around 29%, that is our area getting affected on the front line. So, we have to take immediate effect.
So, in India as well as globally, practices such as showering of grass and other plant seeds on barren lands, growing of many forests and creating green belts are some of the initiatives which have been used to reverse the impact of climate change and upgrade the levels of water on the ground and also to combat desertification. What are some of the more ways, or if you could explain these very ways in a sustainable manner that we can do to combat this problem?
So, the first one is that wherever we are having very good vegetation, so let it be in that farm only. If some area is there, suppose some grazing land is there, so let the cattle go for grazing, but it should never be overgrazed. As you understand, first, if you cut the trees, you can plant other trees. But the grasses, you have mentioned the grasses. So grasses are the last one to be uprooted from any system. If any natural system is there, once grasses have gone, that area will become desert. Because whatever the biomass, it is on up ground, and the root zone has also biomass. That is uprooted, then it becomes banjar, desertification. So that is there. So the first one is use properly whatever is there. Then if some area is degraded, suppose some pasture land is degraded, so immediately close the area. So it may come up naturally. If it is not coming up naturally, then you have to go for plantation. It may be grasses, it may be trees, it may be shrubs. So that takes a lot of effort. So first one is very easy. And second one, it is little but here also you will have disadvantage. So whatever is with us, that is to be protected and judicially this used.
Absolutely. Sir, if you could please tell our audiences a little bit about the Green Credit Program that is coming up globally as well as in India, and how will it help to combat desertification as well as deforestation?
Green Credit Program, it has come from this recently. We have amended this, the Parliament has amended the Forest Conservation Act 1980, and it is one Sanrakshan Samvardhan Adhiyam 1980. So there is provision of Green Credit Program. Under that program, the particularly the public sector, they have been allowed to adopt the degraded land, and they will fund, and that area will be restored, and these companies will be given green credit under those rules. This is how many public sector companies have come up, and we hope that this program will be very successful in coming years.
So, in many of the areas in the cities as well as in the new and upcoming cities, it has been seen that the dividers between roads and the pavements are being planted with various varieties of trees and plants just in order to increase the green cover of those areas. And in the midst of concrete jungles that we live in, do you believe that this is a good step? And also, what kind of seeds we should be introducing in these small patches of mini forests? Should we introduce foreign seeds or should they be Indian seeds? What are your thoughts on that?
Basically, I am not much aware about which type of this hedges are coming. We are talking, I think, about the hedges. But as far as the trees are concerned, it should be the indigenous origin and there should not be monoculture. So that is there, and whenever any approval from our ministry is there, certainly we ask for to plant as far as possible, go for the indigenous tree and not for the monoculture. That is there. And if you plant the indigenous tree, they are sheltered to the birds and animals, local animals.
Absolutely. Sir, what can the people do in order to make this a mass movement? And what would be your closing thoughts as to what we should do to combat this problem of desertification?
My request to all the citizens, all the audience, is that at least plant one tree to honor your mother and influence and inspire 10 people around you to plant. Those who are living in the cities, if they could not go and plant in their villages, they can make a phone call and ask their son or father to plant for him also. This is how we can go ahead and take care of this. Further, on a special occasion also, on birthday, etc., also you can take up so that this 140 crore trees plantation company is successful and take care of this plant subsequently also by giving protection, water, whatever it is needed. And after 2, 3, 4 years, it will establish and it will protect you. So this is my message and this is my humble request to all audiences.
So consume smartly, do not overconsume, take care of the environment and plant one tree for sure, and inspire more and more people to plant more trees so that when we can take care of Mother Earth, we'll take care of us. Shri KB Singhji, thank you so much for talking to us and making this discussion a high value one.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on desertification, its impact and sustainable solutions. The participants were KB Singh, Inspector General, Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, and Vaibhav Srivastav, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.